27. And let's see, John Haas.
Yes, the next presenter, Mr. Chairman and members, will be from RBC. You see, it's RBC Institutional Consulting Group, which stands, RBC is the Royal Bank of Canada, although they are based in Dallas, this particular. And the individual is a single individual here, John Pickett, who has been a consultant for a number of years. Now, I'll disclose to you, this is of all three, this is one, the only one that I have had some prior experience with. Prior life, when I was with DART, he was a consultant for us on our pension plan, as it turns out. So just to let you know. So, but anyway, I'll be happy to go get
him. So in other words, we got to disqualify him because of that?
No.
Oh,
we got to get rid of John.
And I'm not saying he's better or worse than any of them. I'm just saying I just know him from Bruce.
I do know. I won't advise that.
What? I try to tell you all of the.
He means advice.
He's not related to
you.
That came from his mouth, not mine.
I'll go get it.
That's where it came from.
Next to mine over here says.
Yes, I was curious because I moved to like two of those and I had a good idea about the fee structure. Or maybe that was more disclosure about it.
Here's what the fee is on fee three.
Oh, okay, that's good. I was asking that question.
Let's see, okay, now last one. Holden, the first time, was just pointing out 18 basis points. RBC is 15 basis points for the first 20 million, and then five basis points for every million past that. So it'd be about a $500 basis. Well, the last one is 40,000 flat, just annually. So we could lose a lot of money.
I think we're one of the finalists for the finance advisor, but it's a whole different part of it.
I'll introduce this is John Pickett, who's with RBC Institutional Consulting, is that what it's called?
That's it.
Great. We'll pass that. John brought some handouts. We'll pass these out.
Just quickly hand out some cards
to everybody.
How are you, sir?
John
Green. San Antonio Homes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, John.
You got two, that's right. You're the one that's recording it all for
yes, prosperity, that's right.
Yeah. I wish y'all made it easy on me, you've got name tags.
I may have messed this up.
That's what's handed out.
That's what's handed out, not this. Okay.
In case we need to get it. It looks like you've already handed it out.
I've handed it out. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Messed up.
Yeah. Well, if you want the other one is just in case we need it.
Sorry.
Use another discussion.
I've already messed up here.
You want to trade?
No, you can keep them.
Okay.
It's not confidential. You want me to go ahead and get started, John?
Good, this one's please, better.
Please. Yes, yes, you like it better already, don't you? Well, first off, thank you. I'm totally pleased to be here. And, we're going to talk about our group, what we do. But we're talking about consulting, and it's a consulting relationship. I don't have a product. It's trying to help you, I'm trying to help you meet your goals and objectives. And if you will, I'd like to take about 5 minutes of the allotted time and let you, I know you've introduced yourself, but tell me again, not you introduce yourself, but also what you want to accomplish from this overall RFP process and from this series of meetings. That way I can make sure I'm on point for the 20 or 30 minutes that I'm talking. Can I start, Mr. Breeden?
The of course, part of what we've talked about a little bit in previous meetings and today has been the fact that with the market downturn and we've got retirees sitting out there expecting retirement and on a defined benefit plan, our fiduciary responsibility is make sure it's there.
Yeah.
And what we also must do is make sure that if there is a downturn and we're falling below, what must we do to make sure and not wait 5 or 10 years and all of a sudden find out, oh my God, here's what it is, and it's going to take this enormous amount to solve the problem now. And so we want to be able to stay on top of the situation, making sure that we meet our responsibilities.
I don't have much to add to that other than I think the efficiency of the process, of making sure that we can provide what we need to provide in the most efficient fashion that's available.
Okay.
And I think John is especially, I can tell you, was concerned about whether the people who are serving us now on the investment part, the people who actually advise us there, we don't really have any, we don't feel we have a good enough comparison with to their
All right.
I think Gene summed it up, and John both summed it up very well. I don't really have anything to add to either one of those. I'd like to hear how you work with us and you know, what you plan to add.
Okay.
I have one question, and I almost skipped to probably the end of the presentation. How's your fee structure?
It's an asset-based fee, and it's addressed here and addressed in the RFP response, but it's 15 basis points on the first 20 and 5 basis points after that.
Okay.
No add-ons for projects, travel, or whatever.
Okay. And from my position, I'm always leery about adding an extra layer of management. But from what I understand, what you and any group in your capacity brings to the table is going to be the ability to oversee different groups and recommend different groups that have expertise in different areas versus an advisor at this point, or not an advisor, but a fund manager that may have a focus that is in one area, and we might be missing something in the market. So I'm getting an education of that.
Okay, and I will say this, I think we're honing in on cost, and I think that's very important. If you don't spend it, you got it to use for benefits, okay?
I'm interested in the accountability of our fund manager. Time after time, we hear about these benchmarks and they're performing to these benchmarks, and I want some oversight and accountability for those folks that are managing our money, external to the BRA.
I'm interested in what benefit this process brings to us and how do we measure that from years out.
Okay.
As the employee representative that's probably closest to making a demand on this retirement system.
This is near your heart, isn't it?
That's right. And I've been involved in other retirement systems in with other employers, and we need to make sure that what the information that we're being given and the tools that we're giving the investment managers are the right ones, and that we have the ability to measure their success and to make sure that we got a stable fund.
Okay. Well, I think we will touch on all of these. And, something I heard throughout the discussion is, we hadn't had one of these before, and we want to understand exactly the value and the benefit. And so I thought I'd just address that first off. And also, questions anytime. I'm not going to wait until the end to say, okay, ask questions. If I'm not making myself clear or whatever, you just ask a question. That's how we really get to know each other. And that's what we're trying to do today. Page 2, I'll put this in here because, as I said, you haven't had an investment consultant before. And I'd say there's three benefits that you're going to get from this. You're going to save, you're going to improve, and you'll be insulated. Saving, we're going to, the way we normally operate is we set the agenda. We get the information to you in advance so that you can evaluate that manager on some sort of a third-party basis in advance and be ready to ask questions. We function as we said, an extension of staff. If there's some decision that's made by this committee, if there's something that needs to be done, maybe moving money from one area to another, we help staff with that. We have staff call us all the time asking for clarification. What's this manager really saying? In fact, we had one of our clients a couple of years ago. He was at a meeting with advisors, J.P. Morgan, Retirement Services. He was talking to the president, and he was saying, you know, y'all do a good job, really, and you've got a lot of good systems, but what you need is someone like those people at RBC to really explain what your systems do, because we've had to go out and do that several times. And that's really what we try to do. We want to make sure that you understand, and you make one thing that you'll hear from us is educate. Also, we want to save you money. We will be benchmarking the fees. We will help negotiate the fees. I don't believe in getting the last nickel out of all your providers. We want them to make a profit. We'd like them to be around. But we certainly aren't going to overpay. And what you're going to experience is a savings in fees. It might take a year to get there, but it'll be in excess of what our fee is. That's what we've seen with all of our clients. You're going to see improvement in your investment returns, but also via, because it'd be more diversified, the potential for a more diversified portfolio, and the selection of, if you will, best-in-class managers. Nobody is the best at everything, so we feel like if you can, if you diversify assets, you may want to diversify your investment managers. And then we want to improve the outcomes. You've got two plans here, and the objectives are really the objectives are different. And in the DB plan, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about doing asset liability analysis. We'll talk a little bit about liability-driven investing, which is really trying to match those up. And if you reach a certain level, a certain funded level, we can really help you control your costs. I'll talk briefly about that. The DC is whole different ballgame. You know, it's not participant driven right now. That's something I think we'd like to talk to you about. Should those investments be participant driven? Because you've got different ages in there and people with dramatically different objectives. If so, should we talk about target date funds, types of mutual funds that start with a very high equity exposure and trail down as you get closer to retirement? Just an autopilot, because we know investors just don't make decisions. They'll make one decision, they'll sit on it. And if we, depending on what we do, the defined contribution plan help you coordinate some sort of an educational program. One of the things that was talked about is really the fiduciary responsibility. That's one thing you're going to hear from us. We're going to help you insulate. We'll help insulate that. We're assigned fiduciary, so we're right on there with you. We will not only, I know you've got an investment policy. One of the things we'll talk about is reviewing that. But not only are we going to review it and perhaps modify it, we want to make sure you adhere to it. The only thing worse than not having one is having one and not following it. And if we're a fiduciary, also, we'll make sure that you do. And then compliance repository. What do I mean by that? We will have in our files, give it to you electronically, all your permanent information, such as your investment policy, your manager contracts, etc. But equally important, probably more important, it would be a record of all the meetings. Here was our information. Here's the information that came from your other providers. here's the minutes that we helped generate. And then when you are audited, and we know you will be at some point, we've got it all together. And our clients have come out with some of the best reports from that perspective as far as audit goes. Before I go on, questions? Okay. Somebody might ask, you know, who is RBC? Well, it's Royal Bank of Canada. That's page 3, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about us other than to say we are big, but more important than that, we're very, very, very solvent. I guess all the U.S. banks must have invited the guys in Canada to play in that that super lucrative area of subprime mortgages or whatever, but we've got a AAA by Moody's, AA, S&P rating. They're not, as we said, there's not another, not a U.S. bank that's rated that high. Let's talk about our group, page 4. I'm head of the team. It says 25 years plus. I'll be plus, 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 I think. I've got clients that we've had that long. We have an analyst that we would assign to you. And I'll talk a little bit about John. We have a group of 4 analysts in Dallas, but we also have support staff in our home office in Minneapolis and also in our New York office that we use them basically as a sounding board, you know, as someone else to talk to when we're trying to vet out a manager or something because they have some experience with them. We've got 22 clients, 37 relationships. You know, some of them have defined benefit, defined contribution plans, maybe even have a foundation or something. But $12 billion in assets. And something that you find if you start asking about our clients, we've got some very, very long-term relationships. It says 15 years plus. I was with one of our clients the day before yesterday, and it's a New York Stock Exchange listed company. The date of the contract was 1976. So to keep a client that long, there's a few things that are completely out of your control, such as you being alive and them being alive. But other than that, it says we probably met their objectives. We talked about RBC, we touched on that. The important part about RBC is the financial strength. We're a signed fiduciary, and a signed fiduciary without any money doesn't mean anything. And our focus, though, is regional. So we spend our time in front of our clients to see in front of the chair. Any questions? One thing that people will ask about is, since we are part of a financial institution, tell me about conflict of interest. How do you handle that? Very good question. And it's the way we've handled it for 20-something years. Someone once told me, said, you can't take your money with you, but you take your reputation with you. So we watch it. And we put in place everything I can think of to ensure that we remove the conflicts. We sign as a fiduciary, so you don't have to question whether we are acting as a fiduciary or not. We say that we cannot recommend any products that are RBC, and it says unless you ask for them, but I've never had a client ask for, say, don't you have such and such? And then also, our clients sign that they will instruct their investment managers to execute no trades through our firm or any affiliates. So we're not going to get paid by anybody but you. Yeah. Then people ask, well, who do you work for? Page 6 addresses that. Just a sample list of clients. Left-hand side of the DB plans, you'll see that they're 3 public plans at the bottom, defined contribution plans, Texas Association of School Boards, of course, is a quasi-public, to say. Over on the right-hand side under the Endowment Foundation and others, the Lone Star Investment Pool, What that is a local government investment pool for all intents and purposes, a money market fund for local governments. Several billion dollars. Let me address how we go about. And before I do that, I'm going to stop for a second and see if are there any questions. Because I can sit here and talk forever. And if you've got any burning questions before we start, stop and we'll ask them. The process. Someone asked me, what is your process? How do you work with this? Well, I guess I sort of likened them to a football team. And I said that once. I'm surprised I say it again because the guy stopped me and said, I just looked in the back and I see that you went to Baylor. I know you don't know nothing about football, so what are you talking about? But I'll, at the risk of being abused again, I'll follow the same process. The first part is planning. Maybe it's the game plan, it's the practice. It's understanding, what you want to do. Next, you get the game going, and that's implementation. That would be if we needed to perform searches of either custodians, managers, anything that we needed to do. Third, analysis. You've got to make your halftime adjustments. Nothing ever goes the way you plan, so you have to make some adjustments. And then the last, the documented due diligence. And since we're talking about a process statute, which is what ERISA is, it's not whether you were right or wrong, but did you have a reasonable process and did you follow it? And that's something that we document and we make sure that we do follow. I'm going to go into a little more detail on those steps, but just stop me at any time. I want you to understand the way we do work. The first part under page 8 is try to get to know you and understand your goals and objectives. And this is the part where we're reviewing your investment policy, reviewing your asset allocation. The one thing that we do is we sit down with board and staff, whoever the people are that we need to deal with, and we try to understand their level of knowledge, their goals, their objectives, their timelines. Because we want to use that in developing your investment policy, because it's going to be your policy, it's not a boilerplate. And also trying to think about the best way of communicating. I mean, we can do reports on the back of an envelope, or we can make it look like a Manhattan phone book. And we want to make sure that we're doing something that's meaningful to you. Part of that is to understand not only our role, but the role of your other providers, and document that. At that point, we would introduce the analyst on the team, and John, in fact, has been with us for 3 years. He has a couple of other public accounts, which is DFW Airport. Does a very good job, but what he would be doing is spending time trying to put together the type of report that makes the most sense to you. That would be one of his first duties. And then, of course, getting to know staff and trying to get to know all your service providers so that we can function as that liaison. And as we go through here at the end, I'll show you a timeline as to how we propose to do this. But one thing would be having the draft of the investment policy. We'll sit down with you, see if we need to make some modifications, and go from there. And then at the end of this first planning period, what I'd like to do is understand the current status, your long-term goals, and have established a timeline for these two asset rules. And so we all have our marching orders. Now, one thing that was talked about, and that's trying to understand how to best meet those actuarial liabilities, how to best do that. And one thing that people sort of lose sight of is when we're talking about a defined benefit pension plan, what you've got a pool of assets But you've got a stream of payments, basically your liabilities. And those, that stream of payments has a duration. Basically, it's the time that those payments are going to come and how they're locked together. If you have, if your assets match your liabilities in dollars, but not in duration, you're really not matched. And this gives you an example here. I just put this together because I was trying, I looked at where you had been previously, because you were, about a year ago, you looked like you were right on top as far as matching your assets and liabilities. And this example, let's say that the plan had $1 billion in a duration of 14 years. That's timeline, the duration of those assets as far as the average of the payout. Now, if we look at your assets, though, let's pay on a liability trailer. If you look at your assets, let's say that they have a 60-40 mix, something like what you do, and the fixed income is invested like, always said the Lehman Brothers aggregate, it's no longer Lehman Brothers, but again, the duration is the same, about 4.6 years. So on one side, your liabilities have a duration of 14 years, but your assets are at 1.8 years. It's a real mismatch. And you know, if we see a change of 1% in your 1% in interest rates, what does that do to your liabilities? It's going to change it $140 billion. So if those rates fall, your liabilities have gone up. Now, what's happened on your asset side? And I put this together myself, so I apologize. It should be 18 million would have been the offset instead of 1.8. But 18 versus 140, you're way out of balance. So that's something that we would talk about with you as we get into seeing exactly how closely your assets are and matching your liabilities. One thing that we're very cognizant of is trying to educate our clients. One thing we try to do with all our clients is have what we call a workshop on an annual basis. And what we do is we look, well, we talk to you and try to decide, you know, what you want the agenda to be. Do you want to learn more about certain areas of investment, you know, certain asset class? Do you feel like you need to understand more about the asset liability side of your defined benefit plan? Talk about your defined contribution plan. What are your objectives and what are your options there? I have no idea what would be most pressing for you. And what we do is we put together basically it's a workshop. It's yours. We bring the seminar to you. Maybe it's us. Maybe we bring in third party experts. But our clients have found this to be very, very helpful.
Is that a one-time deal?
No, that's something we try to do every... I'm going to grab something to drink in the pocket. We do that every year.
If
you will, if you want to. I mean, it would be usually a half day. Sometimes it's a day.
Well, the board directors turn every 2 years. They're new directors, so that would be... You know, I think that would be beneficial.
Well, let me tell you something else we do, then. When a new member comes on board the committee, what we do is we sit down with them and basically go from soup to nuts. We go through the investment policy, we go through the reports, we go through usually about the last year's worth of meeting minutes and actions, and we talk about what we've got coming up. That way, when the new member comes to their first meeting, they're not either sitting on their hands doing nothing or interrupting everybody with a bunch of questions. They're a productive member of the committee. So that's in addition to the workshop. The workshop's for everybody. We've gone through, established your asset allocation, looked to see if perhaps we want to expand your manager lineup, but then we do the implementation. We can talk a little bit about manager search process, but one thing that we're going to do is we're going to focus on cost-conscious investing. Almost everything we'll look at. We'll look at an index fund. We'll look at active managers. Active managers have a place. I think index funds do also. But, again, we want to make sure we're getting value for what we're paying. Unless there's some interest, I'm not going to spend time going through a search process. Suffice it to say, it's very thorough. And you've got the cook there. I'll be glad to talk about it in time more. The ongoing analysis part, the reporting that you'll get from us is very thorough. You'll get a monthly report. You'll get a flash report 14, 15 days after the end of the quarter. And then we'll have our full quarterly report where we'll be able to attribution, looking at the manager's performance, you know, what helped them, what hurt them, compare them to others, and really try to understand what's happening within the organization. And one thing that you'll see from us is we're not just going to say, here's the report. We will make recommendations. We will tell you what we think. Doesn't mean you always do it, but we will tell you. We have got, I'd say, virtually every database, every tool around. My analysts always come in and say, we need this new Whizbang database, this new Whizbang service, and I'm sucker. But I think I'd rather do that and make sure that we're getting our clients the best. But we, at the same time, feel like it's better to buy them off the shelf and boil it together than try to make it from scratch. Too much time spent with a bunch of IT people. That's just my personal preference there. The thing that I think clearly you'll benefit from the relationship with us is the compliance. We're going to document everything we and you do. And we're going to be coordinating that investment policy to see that we're meeting your report. We'll go through a checklist, a compliance checklist. We'll have the important points from your investment policy. Are we doing that? Now, since you just have one manager, that's not quite as important to have an investment policy than manager guidelines, but that's what we would recommend if we had two. And we'd be doing the same thing as far as are they in compliance with their investment policy. We'll generate the meeting minutes. Annually we'll review both the policies and the guidelines and show that you have, again, just documentation. And then, as I said, the repository where we're going to keep everything for you. Page 13, please. No add-ons.
You can custody our assets anywhere we want. You just, since you're all inclusive.
Yeah.
No, we be sharing with the manager, no soft dollar.
Nothing. Okay. Nothing. First off, when we sign as a fiduciary, we can't do that. Legally, we couldn't do it. And I like my job way too much. So, but that, and again, we will not custody your assets. If we were the custodian, it'd be sort of hard for us to evaluate the service that the custodian is giving you. I took the liberty, if you will, of trying to scratch out what I thought was a reasonable timeline. But I realize it's your money, and you would set what you really think the timeline should be. But the thing is, I'll just go through it. First thing we do in the first 2 months is sit down with each of you individually. It might have to be by phone, depending on where everybody's located, but we would go through it, we'll talk to you, and try to understand. Again, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish here? We would be doing the asset liability study on the defined benefit plan. We would incorporate all this into your investment policy. We'd look at your investment policy. We'd look at it. We'd look at it more thoroughly. And we would say, all right, is this meeting it? Do we need to make some tweaks? besides just the stock fund mix, you know, the structure. And there I'm referring to in the equity, domestic equities. You've got large cap, you've got small cap, you've got growth value, different asset classes. Let's address that. If we need to perform any manager searches, we would start that after we get well into the policy and asset allocation and structure review. We would plan to have the report for the first quarter, which, you know, ends March. We would have that sometime in May, depending on how quickly we can get information from your custodian. And then sometime, we wouldn't be having a 3-month workshop, but sometime in that time period, we would expect to have an offsite work group, offsite or whatever, a workshop where we could sit down for a half a day and we'll do some planning. This last page just, I think, highlights what we do, how we do it, and the focus is that we have no conflicts. We find that we want to make sure our clients are informed, they know what's happening, are well educated into investments and the actuarial side. We will give you advice, we will make a recommendation, and as I said, all through this, the level of insulation that you would receive from a relationship with us, I think, is second to none. And maybe got a little bit more than 30 minutes, but not much. And we'd certainly have the opportunity to work. But I'd like to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions?
Hello, Heather.
Over this a couple of times, we probably know what we're looking for when we're looking for material. Okay, thank you very much. Well, oh, John,
let me ask one question, John.
Sure.
Of you, that our current, just from your standpoint, our current actuarial target rate that we've used for years here and currently have is 7.5%. Do you see that as a reasonable rate? With the clients that you have and stuff, is that a reasonable target rate, an appropriate target rate, you think, sort of going forward? Just, and I know we haven't gotten a lot yet,
especially given today's environment.
Yeah. Is it what we see in the normal
world? Yeah, would you sort of see it given the type of plan, the size of our plan, and just what
it is?
You know, obviously, everybody's way underperformed it this last year.
But the 7.5 is. It is reasonable. Now, we've seen some certainly come in with lower, and also depending on the overall structure of your investments, but somewhere between 6 and 8 is what I've seen.
John, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Much.